For centuries, devout Jews in Jerusalem have prayed at the Western Wall. For them, it's a reminder of the holy temples once built there. Jewish tradition dictates that men are allowed to pray out loud at the wall, but not the women. Women who do so face stiff penalties, including jail. But one group of women wants to change that. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
The sound of women chanting a Jewish prayer hardly seems provocative. At the start of each Hebrew month, these women dressed in colourful prayer shawls come to sing and chant in prayer. But the act of praying aloud or wearing a traditional shawl, the tallit, is prohibited for women, but not for men. Even reading from a Torah scroll is allowed for men, but not for women. The men certainly aren't afraid to make a din. But as the women become louder, the Western Wall suddenly transforms into a battleground. "O Lord, O Lord," shouts one old man from the men's section across the fence. "May you avenge this theft of Judaism. Shame on you, whoever brought you here." Even in the women's section, the group's singing can cause offence. "You're destroying the most holy site," this Orthodox woman says. "Why are you allowing this? You're not letting the men pray." Recently, one woman, a young medical student, was arrested for praying aloud and wearing a prayer shawl and charged with committing a religious act that causes offence. Anat Hoffman from the Israel Religious Action Centre has led the fight for women's rights.
There should be room in that place for every Jew, regardless of their practice. What we're doing is according to halakha, according to Jewish law. It's just changing the custom a little bit.
But the Western Wall rabbi, Shmuel Rabinovitz, says the women are desecrating a sacred site. It causes violence and conflagration between them and other women, he says. Several years ago, the women took their case to the Supreme Court, which at first upheld their right to pray as the men do. But it caused such an outcry, the case was sent back to a panel of judges, which then ruled against them. The judges said the women could instead pray at a less sacred site nearby. Anat Hoffman says it's not good enough.
It's like saying to Rosa Parks, demanding to sit in the front of the bus, "Sit in the back. What does it mean? Why do you care?" We hail Rosa Parks as a civil rights activist that changed the world because it does make a difference where you sit.
But in this ancient city, traditions can take thousands of years to change. This is Anne Barker in Jerusalem for AM.